You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Friday. We got a lot of folks coming through the studios here today to keep you informed, including Macon County Board Chairman Kevin Greenfield, who joins us this morning. You guys passed a budget last night, and this can be very complex and complicated to just sort of the average person that's out there trying to keep track of all the governing bodies that we have here. But how long does that budget process take for you guys?
We actually started the budget about the second week in July, I believe.
Okay, so it's a lengthy one.
It's a very lengthy process and, unfortunately, a very painful process as well.
Okay, and painful meaning that you've got to make it or try to get it. I know it's not balanced yet. You say it's going to be balanced next year, which it hasn't been for a very, very, very long time. Painful meaning, I'm assuming there's got to be cuts and there's got to be, you got to make it all add up.
You know what, Brian? I've been on the Finance Committee for, I know, 10 years and chaired it several years, and there's never been a good year to be on it. And this year was the same, and you're always making cuts. You're asking office holders to make concessions, and it's just painful. And the sad thing is there's no end in sight.
Okay, but is government good at that, though? You know what small business is like. Small business has to sort of adapt and evolve and move and change to stay alive, right? And bureaucracy tends not to be able to do that as well.
Well, and you're absolutely right. In the private sector and business, you know, you have to make cuts to survive, but unfortunately,
or not get bloated to begin with.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're learning that in government, and we've definitely learned it here at the local level. Obviously, the state and federal government may not have learned it yet, but we've learned it. And next year, we are going to be balanced, and balanced by meaning we're not going to spend more than we take in.
Yeah, only government has a kind of wonky different definition of that than most people's checking accounts, right? I mean, you just can't write more checks than you have money in the bank.
You know, and the government tends to do that quite often, but we're not going to do it here in Macon County. Everybody's on board with it, and the office holders are on board with it, and next year we're actually, I believe we're going to achieve that goal.
All right, I have a theory about local government in that if it's quiet or the quieter it is, the better people are getting along and the more things are getting done.
Well, that's true. You know, you love to have a meeting where, obviously, last night our meeting was lengthy because of the budget. But normally our meetings anymore are short and sweet, and we don't have people there complaining, and that is a good sign.
Yeah. You know? I also, and you said the mayor stopped by at the meeting last night.
She did.
Now, because this is important to know, because sometimes you'll see, like on social media, people get confused about, you know, you have tax dollars that go to a lot of different bodies. I mean, you've got your, you know, Decatur Public School District, you got your Park District, you got the City of Decatur, and then you got the County Board. All these are different entities, you know, run by their own boards, their own elected officials, and sometimes people confuse that. But I love the fact that there seems to be more communication and teamwork going on in and around those different bodies kind of pulling in the same direction than there has been for a very long time, if maybe ever.
Well, you're right. And the mayor did stop by last night and reiterated to the board how important it is that the county and city do work together. And she's absolutely right. We do work well together anymore. When we walk into a meeting, Julie and I, the legislatures know, the state senators know, the U.S. senators know that we're together. We're as a team. And we're not going after the county's not going after the same pile of money the city is. We're going after it together, and our priorities are the same, and it's working out really well, and it's very effective.
Yeah. Now here's the thing, because people, this seems very simple to me, but unless you kind of sort of understand, you know, how this all works, 10, 15 years ago, the county board would have their 10 priorities, and the City of Decatur would have their 10 priorities, and the Park District would have their 10 priorities. And then you're all going to the same congressman or the same state senator with three different lists of priorities, and it made it, you know, really tough to support all those things. Now you go in with a group of 10 priorities that you're all on the same page, and that makes all the difference when it gets to be successful funding from whether it's Washington, D.C. or Springfield.
Well, it does, because now your congressman or senator, he's killing two birds with one stone, you know. Now
makes his life much easier.
Absolutely, yeah. It does. And if you ask the mayor what their top priority is, she'll tell you the same as mine. So it's working out really well, and we've got a very good relationship.
Okay. So talk to me a little bit about some other things that, you know, as we look ahead for the next year, you know, we're just talking about this real ID stuff. You know, people have a lot of government in their life, and sometimes it's a very complicated kind of a weave to get through to find what you need. You guys have a pretty good website. You know what I love? They have the legal holidays right on the main page. You know, we're always trying to figure out when the parking folks aren't working or whatever. Can people find at co.macon.il.us most of what they need to find about the county board?
You know, I think they can. At least it's a very good start for them. And after that, then they may have to make some phone calls or follow up on some things. But it's a good direction to get started at. And we have some people there that keep it updated and do a pretty good job.
So you can find out about elections or property taxes or vital records or recycling or, you know, any of the board minutes or meetings. All that is available. Now, I'm sure that not everybody left happy last night with cuts to their office. I mean, anything that we need to be prepared for or know that it might impact our day-to-day lives?
No, I don't think so. Obviously, the bigger the office, the harder the cuts, you know. And the sheriff office took some cuts, but they've been very good to work with. And obviously with Sheriff Buffett, when, you know, what he does for not only the community but for the sheriff's office is just unbelievable, and I don't have any idea where we'd be without him.
I know I talked to Sheriff Brown a week or so ago, and he said he was able to come, you know, through quite, you know, I mean, voluntarily had put together I don't know, $600,000 or something like that in cuts that he put together to save money for the taxpayers.
They did, and they worked really well and hard, and obviously I'm very appreciative of everything they've done, and unfortunately, they know next year, well, I'm going to be coming back and probably hitting them again. But hopefully through attrition maybe and some other things that next year won't be quite as painful as this year was, but it's still not going to be pleasant.
All right. So I would encourage you once again, go to co.macon.il.us if you have questions, particularly as we were talking earlier about the real ID thing, you know, birth certificates, marriage license, you know, all that type of thing. And then elections, you know, I mean, this seems like this would get easier, right?
Well, you know, you need to talk to Josh Tanner.
I know, but it doesn't
get any easier.
No, it gets more expensive and harder and less accurate, and I can't figure that one out.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Our expenses just continue to climb, and our revenue just keeps going down.
All right. How about all those men and women who've been out keeping the roads clean? You know, we got a quick early reminder this winter of exactly what a lot of the county employees do, hitting those roads. You know, Monday was a mess, and we've had those cold temperatures and the snow and the ice. How about those folks who get out there very early, you know, overnight in the dark, making sure the roads are safe?
You know, you're right. And whether the county highway or the state highway or the local townships, it's a tough job to do, and they're out there usually before it even hits. And I know sometimes that they get criticized for not getting a certain road done or a certain intersection done, but they're doing the best they can with the resources they have. And the one thing, you know, as a chairman, you start worrying about now that it come this early, Lordy, are we going to have enough salt to make it through the year?
Yeah.
And what's that going to cost?
And what are the potholes going to look like when it's all said and
exactly.
done? All right, one last thing, because I know Monday was Veterans Day. The Veterans Assistance Department, which is under the auspice of the Macon County Board, they do an amazing job helping our veterans. And you mentioned Under Sheriff Buffett a minute ago. You know, we did a couple of, you know, pretty large fundraisers for them with the sheriff's assistance, and you know, raised you know, more than a couple $100,000 for them to be able to do what they do. How amazing is that? I mean, first of all, we ought to be so much better as a country in how we treat our veterans. But knowing that office is there, if people are struggling or need help or need assistance, it's a very important thing.
It sure is. And I can't say enough about our men and women in uniform and those that are serving now and those that have served. And a few years ago, Chairman Dunn and I got together, and when it was time to set the tax levy for different departments, we actually raised the veterans levy quite a bit, and it was just to help them out and give them extra money to to survive on, and it's really panned out well.
All right. Kevin, we appreciate it. Enjoy the warmer weather today. I can't believe we're all happy about 39. That's how quick winter hits, right?
I almost put my short pants on.
Kevin Greenfield, Macon County Board Chairman, give us an update. Budget passed last night, and we will take a break. We get back. Pastor Matt is back from his trip, and we'll talk to him.